I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Slavic Gospel Association's been following the trial of a persecuted Azerbaijani pastor who's been falsely accused. SGA's Joel Griffith says the court convicted Pastor Ahmed Shabanov of possession of an illegal weapon. The conviction might have been an acknowledgement of Shabanov's innocence.
If he had actually been found innocent, then that reflects poorly on the police and the authorities and could get them in some sort of illegal hot water. So it's assumed that perhaps this conviction, but not sending him to jail, was sort of a way for the local authorities to save face.
Although SGA supports work there, there's much opposition. Pray for believers. Next.
65% of Bible-believing Christians have never read the entire New Testament. And so one of the things that we are passionate about is getting the church in America to return to knowing the Scripture for themselves.
That's Faith Comes by Hearing's National Director Troy Carl. The ministry is living out this mission in Houston, Texas, as they challenge churches to listen to audio Scripture of the whole New Testament. Carl says the ministry is especially excited about the interest from the Catholic Church. Over 2 million people are expected to listen to Scripture through similar campaigns this year. Contact Faith Comes by Hearing so your church can participate. And do you ever wonder if your donation to a ministry has lasting impact? On a video update, three young people in Africa share how Book of Hope materials transformed their lives over 4 years ago. Poverty, violence, and corruption plague many in Africa. Book of Hope brings the compassion of Christ into young lives with the Book of Hope and the God-Man film. You can support this ministry with your donations. Ask fellow believers to pray with you for young people in Africa. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners, people willing to pray over eminent news stories every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you five stories to pray over every day. I'm Greg Yoder.